77.
Welcome to Animals Today, your home for a serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. A few weeks ago, Peter and I went to the America's Family Pet Expo, which took place at the Orange County Fair and Events Center in Costa Mesa, California. And I'll tell you, this was a huge event with all sorts of activities and presentations, vendors, rescue groups. So what we did is conduct brief interviews with folks that we found most interesting, and we're going to share that with you today. Later in the show, Peter and I will be talking about some of the additional observations and impressions, but let's just get right into it with our first guest.
Hi, Kimmy. Who are you with?
Luca for dogs. And what makes your dog bed so special?
Our dog beds have the easiest covers to remove. They all fit like sheets, so they strip on and off, just like your bed sheet. So you can have multiple covers to easily wash your beds and keep them fresh and clean.
And all synthetic materials?
We do all different kinds of materials. We do 100% cotton. We do polyester, and all of our fiber is recycled. And we use recycled plastics for all of our fiber. Okay, so how our beds work is that we have our pillow insert, and then we have our liners that protects the pillow, and we use a water-resistant nylon liner for that. And then on top of that is your sheet cover that you wash like weekly that comes on and off really, really quickly.
So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm speaking with Josie with BARC, Beach Animals Reading with Kids. Josie, tell us about this program.
BARC is a program where we take certified therapy dogs into elementary schools and libraries, and the children read out loud to the dogs on a one-on-one basis in an effort to increase their reading skills and self-confidence.
Has it been proven to be effective?
Actually, it has. UC Davis recently did a study that found that children in reading dog programs increased their reading skills by 12 to 20% over children who are not in reading dog programs.
Why is this program needed?
This program is needed because reading skills in kids are so lacking right now. There's not enough funding in schools, there's not enough teachers to go around, and the kids just aren't learning to read. So if we come in and the kids read with us on a one-on-one basis, it helps them increase their skills because one of the major things with learning to read is reading out loud. If you read out loud, you can't skip the words that you don't know. But a lot of kids are intimidated to read in front of their classmates. Some of them are shy, some of them are embarrassed that they might get laughed at. The dogs don't laugh at them, don't judge them. It's a friendly environment.
Is humane education part of your program?
Absolutely. Humane education is part of our program. We talk to the kids about how to take care of their pets, what their pets need. We also do a slide presentation to the elementary schools that teach them all about service dogs, therapy dogs, and how to take care of their pets, spay and neuter, vaccinations, that they need love, they need shelter, they need water every day, all of those things.
Josie with BARC, Beach Animals Reading with Kids. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and your name is?
My name is Tish, and I'm the LA Chapter Coordinator with the National Canine Cancer Foundation.
And what is that foundation?
We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization that basically we do research to fund the grants in order to further our studies and conduct trial studies ultimately.
All concerning canine cancers.
Correct. Right now we're working on one for hemangiosarcoma, osteosarcoma, mast cell tumor, and lymphoma. Each grant we're looking to fund is approximately $250,000.
So the grants, they go to vet schools?
Correct. Yes.
How long have you been around?
The LA Chapter Coordinator, I've been with this organization for 2 years, but our foundation has been in existence for 7 years.
Very interesting. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
We're with Becky with Pet Detectives and Rescue Fund. Welcome, Becky.
Thank you.
Becky, tell us what you do and what your position is in this group.
Well, I'm the president and the co-founder of Pet Detectives and Rescue Fund, and we're a new nonprofit that investigates animal abuse of any type. It doesn't have to just be dogs.
So what's the mission of the group?
Our mission is to be able to save as many animals as we can, and in the process to educate and, you know, let people be aware of the animal abuse that does exist and ways to be able to know if abuse is going on in your neighborhood.
Do you work with law enforcement?
I do not work with, I work with law enforcement if I have a case that where I need law enforcement help, but to actually work side by side with them, no, I do not. I do all the investigations on my own. I'm a licensed private investigator. I've been a private investigator for over 15 years. I've worked, you know, domestic cases, child abuse cases, insurance fraud. So I've been doing this for a very long time.
Do you find the link between animal abuse and human violence is very strong?
From my knowledge and from what I've experienced, domestic abuse starts with animal abuse. And most of the time, whenever I find an animal abuse case, there's domestic abuse going on as well.
Becky with Pet Detectives and Rescue Fund, thank you.
Oh, thank you guys very much. Really, thank you.
Ben, you're from?
PRW Petometers, Inc.
Tell us about your product, Ben.
We have a petometer, so it's similar to a pedometer. It counts steps, but also does duration of activity. With dogs, you can't just do steps. You also need to measure within what time period those dogs are getting those steps within. So if someone takes your dog to a park, or if you do, and throws around a ball and it's off-leash, you're going to get a lot more steps in that half hour than you are if someone's slowly taking the dog around the block walking. Also, if you're away from your home during the day, if you're at work and you're leaving your dog at home, if you come home, you can check your pedometer, see how much activity your dog's had, and judge if you need to take it for a longer walk today or a shorter walk based on its activity. Some dogs like to sunbathe all day. Some dogs like to chase squirrels in the backyard, run around. So it's just a way to gauge your dog's daily activity levels, make sure it's fit and healthy, because what we say is a healthy dog is a happy dog.
And a lot of dogs suffer from obesity.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been told that there's 73 million dogs in the U.S., and half of them are either overweight or obese. They suffer the same chronic illnesses that we do. They're real expensive to take to the vet and have all those surgeries that they need. So it's also a way to kind of cut down on future costs, but also extend the life and quality of your dog's life.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Please tell me your name and who you're with.
I'm Candy Kane Cooper, and I'm with the Sweetwater Ranch Adoption 911.
Okay, and tell us about what you do, please.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit. We're horse and farm animal rescue.
And how do you operate?
We survive off of private donations and grants.
And what do you do?
We save horses and farm animals from slaughter, abandonment, solitude, torture, and emotional abuse.
And you do outreach, too. Tell us about your activities.
Yes, we're at outreach all the time. We're at public events, bringing our farm animals to meet the children, promoting vegetarianism and educating them on another attitude to have towards your pet, a little bit different than just dressing up your poodle and taking it out in the buggy.
And there's an animal with us right here today. Who is this?
This is Seven, and he's a 4-year-old Surrey alpaca. He's one of our ambassadors of love, and he goes to several events with us, maybe 6 times a year, to meet the children and educate them.
That's great. Tell us your website.
It's www.swradoption911.com.
Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yvonne, tell us the name of your company.
My name of the company is Pet Pal, PETPAL.
And tell us about your products.
We have very unique cat trees designed with all-natural, eco-friendly material and sea salt posts for the cats to scratch.
Wonderful. And how can people find out about or buy your products?
We are located in City of Industry, and we also have a website at www.pet-pal.us. Or you can call us at 626-968-1516.
Thank you very much. We're with David with Noah's Wish, which is a nonprofit organization. David, tell us about Noah's Wish.
We're kind of like the Red Cross for animals. So whenever there's a large disaster and people are evacuated, we come in and set up temporary shelter so people have a place to bring their dogs, cats, horses, whatever they have, while they're dealing with the disaster.
Can you give us an example?
Probably the most recent one in the Southern California area was the big wildfires they had in San Diego in 2007, where we set up a huge shelter at Qualcomm's parking lot, where we took care of about 150 dogs, about 100 cats. We had some people bring horses. There was a couple ducks. Some people had pocket pets. And we were there for several weeks while people were in the midst of the crisis.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
After the break, more from the America's Family Pet Expo. You're listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner. If you have a show topic or animal-related news story you'd like us to cover on the show, feel free to email me your suggestions at drlori@animalstodayradio.com. That's drlori@animalstodayradio.com. Also, I encourage you to join us on Facebook. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week at Dawn dish soap for 99 cents and Special K or General Mills cereal for $2.47 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 421-6723.
Welcome back to Animals Today. If you're just joining the program, I'm giving you an update from the America's Family Pet Expo, which recently took place in Costa Mesa, California. Peter and I went there not really sure what we would find, but what we did see included many pet rescue groups trying to adopt out dogs and cats, a lot of other nonprofit animal welfare organizations handing out information, and every sort of pet-related product that you can imagine being sold. So let's continue right now.
Please introduce yourself and tell us who you're with and why you're here.
All right. My name is Harrison Forbes. I'm a pet expert. I do the pet segments for Regis and Kelly and Today Show and Fox News and some other shows. I've had a best-selling book that I authored called Dog Talk, and I've been involved in pet training and pet media for about 25 years.
And here you are with Toyota, of all folks. Explain that.
Toyota really wanted to take kind of a progressive step and come out with, they understood that a lot of the people that were buying the Toyota cars, really almost 75% of them were pet owners. And there's a lot of new studies coming out from AAA and other different organizations in the auto industry talking about distracted driving and some of the other dangers of having your pets in the car unrestrained. So there was a big study done, and after that study came out, Toyota decided to do something about it, and so they've come out with 28 different products that are safety-oriented, and then some are a little bit comforts, like the ramps and those sort of things. But those products are available at the Toyota dealership, so if you're buying a new car, you can get it at the dealership, build the cost of it. It's very high-end products as far as the quality and everything, so, but you can build it into the car loan, one-stop shop, instead of having to go aftermarket and hunt it down.
What are the popular products right now?
I would say the two biggest selling products that they have is the booster seat, which goes in the front. It's very well designed. Kurgo built that for Toyota. It's up off the seat. For dogs that like to look out the window, they can have all 4 feet down and still look out. And by raising it up off the seat, there's no weight, so it doesn't engage the airbags. So there's a lot of safety issues there. And then it's got a clip to go into the collar of the dog to keep them there. Then the other is probably the Wander hammock, which is what we have in the middle seat there. That's kind of, it's a hammock in the back seat that allows, it keeps the dog from falling off in the floorboard, especially in this part of the country where a lot of people are hiking with their dogs, or they take them to the beach, they get in, they're really sandy, and all that grit gets down in the corners of the seat, plus the dog's falling off into the floorboard a lot. That allows, it keeps all that in there. You can just fold it up, pull it out, dust it off, and it's very easy. And you can also put it in the wash.
Great stuff. Let's go. We're going to go over when we're done and look at what you have. And thanks for speaking with us.
Okay, thanks so much.
We're with Chris with Trusted Pet Partners. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Tell us about your company here.
Well, Trusted Pet Partners was created in response to a big need that we saw, which is, we know of all the animals end up going into shelters every year, approximately 7 million. Well, 500,000 of those go into shelters because of the death or disability of their owners. And we're interested in having an impact on those 500,000. What I've always told people is, every single one of those owners, if you had asked them before something happened to them, they would have said they thought things had been handled for their pets. And what we know is that's not true. And of those 500,000, on average, 250,000 are killed every year. They never come out of the shelters. And all of them are traumatized, and so we're interested in making an impact on that. And the way we can do that is by the use of actually legally dedicated trusts for the care of pets. And in California, at least, that's a new deal. I mean, there's 46 states that now have them that are legal. But in California, that's only been true since last year and this year, that we are now actually able to create a trust where the pet is actually the beneficiary of the trust, as opposed to just conveying them like property to somebody else. Because one of the things that I've seen, I've been an estate planning lawyer for almost 40 years now, and one of the things that I've seen was I've had many, many instances where either the kids were supposedly going to take care of them and they didn't, or the people that got them, it turned out they didn't really care for them, especially they kept the property and got rid of the pets. And with these trusts, you can't do that. The pets are actually the beneficiaries of the trust. That's a big development in the law. And again, we're interested in impacting all the number of pets that go into the shelters. And more importantly, we're up for responsible pet ownership, but how can we support people in doing that? Yeah, the other side of the coin is I've talked to a lot of seniors who would say, I would love to have pets, but I'm of an age that I'm concerned about who's going to take care of them. And we believe that having these available would actually allow everybody to have pets. And I'm committed that everybody have pets in their lives. We have them in our family, and they make a big difference for us, and I think they really make a big difference for everyone.
Thank you. How can people learn more about your company?
Well, we're an online business, and it's trustedpetpartners.com. All they have to do is go online. We have a very easy website, very simple to use, no big deal. And we've intentionally made it easy. All they have to do is just fill out some questions. And we actually generate a trust to them within a minute after they completed the panels of questions to be asked.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
We're here with Lynn with Marine Mammal Rescue. Lynn, tell us why you're here and what you do.
I'm here. I'm a volunteer at the Pacific Marine Mammal Center. We rescue, rehab, and release seals and sea lions, giving them a second chance. Right now, we're dealing with baby elephant seals. They were born up near Hertz Castle, and they're coming in. So we're getting them back into health and releasing them. We have 11 currently at the center. We have one baby harbor seal, and we have the rest California sea lions. We're a not-for-profit. We're open 7 days a week from 10 to 4, and the public is welcome. It's free.
Can you give us an example of one of your rescues that I see here?
Actually, that is an area we'd like you to come and visit and see. It's all different. I mean, we get anywhere from malnutrition, dehydration. We get, like, gill nets, fishing things, hooks. It's a variety of normal things that happen to shark bites.
How do these animals get to you?
Okay, what happens is you could be walking on the beach and see an injured animal. What you would do is if you had our number, you would give us a call or contact a lifeguard who would call us in regards.
Where are you located?
We're in Laguna Beach. We're on the 133 Canyon Road heading into Laguna Beach, so we're inland.
Do you have a website?
Yes, we do. Am I allowed to give it?
Yes.
Okay. It is www.pacificmmc.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We are covering the 2011 America's Family Pet Expo in Costa Mesa, California. And I'll tell you, this was a much larger event than we anticipated. When we come back from the break, we'll be speaking with one of the most fascinating people we met at the expo, Martin Tyner, who has been rescuing wild animals for decades. And later in the show, Peter will be bringing us animal news, so you don't want to miss that. And tell your friends about animals today and let them know. If we're not broadcasting on the radio in their market or city, they can listen on the Internet during the live show, which is 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sundays. Just go to animalstodayradio.com and click on the Listen Live button. Again, the show airs every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't go away. You're listening to Animals Today.
When Mary Lou said, you want to walk me home from school? Well, I said, yes, I do. She said, I don't have to go right home, and I would kind of like to be alone. Some of you would. I said, me too. And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said,
there's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Listen, if you already haven't done so, go to our website, animalstodayradio.com, and add yourself to our mailing list. You'll be receiving a weekly electronic newsletter announcing the guest and subject matter for the upcoming show. And Peter and I had a really nice visit at the recent Pet Expo in Costa Mesa, California, and we met a fascinating guy named Martin Tyner. So let's listen to him now. Martin, hi. You're with Southwest Wildlife Foundation. Tell us about your nonprofit organization.
The Southwest Wildlife Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit volunteer wildlife rescue organization out of Cedar City, Utah. We specialize in rescuing native Utah wildlife. I've been rescuing wildlife for over 40 years. And we are working on the development of a permanent wildlife rescue facility and a nature park right there in Cedar City.
And tell us about the animal that you had in your hands a little bit ago.
Well, that's my golden eagle. His name is Scout. Scout's one of our rescues. Again, I've been rescuing eagles for 40 years. And he's one of our wildlife ambassadors. And we are down here at the Pet Expo and getting everybody a chance to see a golden eagle up close and personal. He's beautiful. And the nice thing about this particular eagle is he's healthy. And because the eagle's healthy, this eagle gets to fly free. It goes thousands of feet in the sky, flies with the wild eagles, and he follows me as I flush out jackrabbits for him to catch. So he gets to fly like an eagle, hunt like an eagle, and we still have them available for our school programs, scout programs, and community events.
What should someone do if they come across a wild, injured animal?
If you ever come across an injured animal, rule number one, don't touch it. Don't try to pick it up. Don't try to help it. They can be extremely dangerous. Injured animal can be a lot more dangerous than one that's perfectly healthy. If you try to pick him up, you're going to get bit, you're going to get clawed. They can be quite dangerous. What you want to do is mark the location where the injured animal is and get on the phone. The easiest thing to do is call police dispatch. Don't call 911. Call police dispatch, and they will either dispatch a game warden or a wildlife rehabilitation center person like myself to pick up the injured animal and get it into a rescue facility where it can be cared for.
How can people find out more about your organization?
They're welcome to come to our website. It's the usual www.gowildlife.org. They can find us on Facebook, which would be Martin Tyner or Susan Tyner on Facebook. And if they would like to call us, they can certainly call us, area code 435-590-1618.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So listening to Tyner, Mr. Tyner there, got us a little inspired to think more about our birds locally, didn't it?
It sure did.
And we've got a friend who actually is our dentist, who we learned is a bird enthusiast. And because he's got these beautiful photographs in his office, and you're saying, who took these? And I did.
A rescued owl. Did you see that owl?
Beautiful, huge eyes, like so close up.
I know.
And so he told me that he has been going up to the big Morongo Preserve, which is, you know, near Joshua Tree National Park, and he sets up with his scope and just watches them on the weekend.
So nice.
So we invited ourselves, and he was gracious enough to let us tag along. We're very new to this. We really, really don't know how to look or where to look or what to do. And so we get there and drive up maybe half an hour from Palm Springs, and you're in this beautiful sort of woodsy area, and you got all these birders running around with their spotting scopes and their cameras, and they're like, we're totally not dressed properly for this.
I mean,
how do you dress for this? You got to know. Well, there he is, and we walk to the special view area that he's got, and he's been watching this family of red-tailed hawks, and they the little babies are growing up, and every weekend he's out there just watching the mother tend the nest and feed the babies, and she goes out hunting for food and then feeds the babies
and taking pictures of the progression of their growth.
Yes, and he's got this fabulous scope on the tripod with optics that are incredible. You feel like you're right there, and you look through this, and then amazingly you can hook up a camera or a video camera right to the back of this thing with a great little clip-on device, and then you can just literally videotape with a cheap handheld camera As you go, and I brought home some great videos, and it was really interesting.
Yeah, it was nice. I could see why these birders feel this is a relaxing way to spend their weekend.
Yeah.
They do this all the time. Our dentist goes every weekend to watch this. This is wonderful.
And it's really interesting that you can save these little memories optically and with photos and video.
Yeah.
So it was really fun. I want to tell you a couple of things about these hawks, though, that I learned. They're North America's most common hawks, and they average lifespan in the wild is 21 years.
Wow.
And the a male and female mate for life. And they get up to 1,460 grams, okay? And they're carnivores. So they hunt for little...
lizards.
Right. Little mice.
Mice.
And squirrels.
Right.
Then they bring them up to the nest. And we saw the fledglings, like the babies, they're starting to learn how to fly. So they fly around a little bit. They're not so good. Remember, one flew around a little bit and ended up on a branch and didn't balance itself so well and ended up hanging upside down for a couple of seconds.
I know.
It looked like a bat.
He wasn't sure if he was hawk or a bat.
Yeah, and that was really cute.
That was very cute. You know, our dentist said it was a little nerve-wracking for him because about a week prior to that, we had very strong winds here in Southern California, very strong winds, and he thought maybe the winds would knock down the nest.
And it was sturdy.
And it was sturdy.
Okay.
Sturdy.
So there's a little taste of bird watching.
Enjoyable. We'll
probably do it again.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, Peter, going back to the expo, I have to tell you, one of the really positive things about the event was that any dog or cat rescue group can get a booth there at no charge, and there were literally hundreds of groups and their animals speaking with potentially new guardians and working out arrangements to get these animals adopted into homes.
Yeah, that was a big part of the thing.
Yeah, and you know what? I read that this year they broke their record for number of animals adopted being 682, which is nice.
Yeah, you bet. That's great.
But I have to tell you,
yeah,
what disappointed me was there was breeders there.
Yes, breeders.
Breeders. They allowed breeders there.
And not specifically allowed to sell during the event, but certainly deal making was done. And you can see folks walking around with their, you know, showing the dogs, the specific bred dogs, and talking to the potential buyers, but you were not allowed to really transact your business right there.
Yeah.
So.
I know.
Then another interesting thing, let me ask you, you're really not in favor of dog breeding or cat breeding for that matter, is that correct?
Well, Peter, when we euthanize 6 or 8 million dogs and cats annually in our country shelters, no, I don't think we should be reproducing more dogs under any circumstances until we can get this overpopulation problem under control.
So apparently some of the breeders also dabble in rescue as part of their activities. What do you make of that?
Remember that one breeder when I went up to it and said, oh, it was some purebred, you know, some dog, I don't know, purebred dog. And I said, oh, is this, are you a rescue group? Oh, no, I'm a breeder. But I also do rescue. You know, I believe if you breed, you have to rescue. That was her quote. If you breed, you have to rescue, which I think is blurring the line.
Yes.
Justifying her ways of just keep reproducing them.
Yeah. So it's an interesting deal.
It is. I don't know.
Well, what else did we see there that was interesting?
Well, let's see. You and I are both vegans, so we knew it would be hard to find food there.
And we were right.
We assumed, right, and we were right. We stopped for lunch at Whole Foods prior to going there. And I'll tell you, we would have failed miserably if we went there hungry. The only vegan options I saw were, let's see, pretzels.
Yes, pretzels.
Cotton candy.
Yeah, and water.
And water.
I know. There was like a lot of unhealthful food for sure. Cheesy X, cheesy Y, cheesy Z. I mean, everything.
Yeah.
Melted cheese on everything, it seemed
right.
That way.
Big bratwurst corn dogs.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go.
And then, let's see, how about other vendors and booths that we saw?
Oh, one booth we thought was really cool was a group called Arm the Animals. And these guys actually sold T-shirts, armtheanimals.com. They've got images of a dolphin with a machine gun on his back, an ape with an ouzo, deer with rifle antlers, and part of their proceeds go to help the animals. So take a look at armtheanimals.com. They're a cool business because they're giving some of their money to the animals.
Yeah, that's great. Don't go away. Peter in the News is next. You're listening to Animals Today.
So you and your family have decided to get a dog or cat. We think that's great, and we want to remind you to adopt your next pet instead of buying. That's because there are so many lovable, adoptable dogs and cats waiting to go home that it just doesn't make sense to buy a pet from a breeder or pet store. And tragically, 50 to 70% of all animals that enter shelters are euthanized. That's millions per year. So when you adopt your pet from a shelter, most likely you really are saving a life. Did you know that most dogs sold in pet stores come from puppy mills, crowded, inhumane breeding facilities that exist simply for the profit of their owners? Did you ever consider that dog breeders are in business mainly to create and sell animals? Buying animals just makes pet overpopulation worse because it perpetuates unneeded breeding and takes away chances to live from sheltered animals. Even if you want a particular breed, you should still visit a shelter because 20 to 25% of animals housed in shelters are purebred. Or contact an animal rescue group that works with the breed you like. With not much effort, you can usually find your perfect companion. So remember, adopt and save a life. It'll give you a nice, warm, and furry feeling. This message is from Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org. Did you know that there's a huge problem with pet overpopulation? There are so many unwanted dogs and cats that sadly millions of wonderful pets are euthanized every year in shelters because there's just nowhere for them to go. Consider that one female dog and her offspring can produce more than 50,000 puppies in just 6 years, and that a female cat and her kittens can produce more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. Now, everybody loves a cute puppy or a playful kitten, but there simply are not enough people to care for all the animals. If you let your animal have a litter, even just one, then these kittens and puppies can go on to produce more offspring themselves. We can all help reduce this problem by spaying or neutering our animals as soon as we obtain them. That's what responsible pet owners do. Ask your veterinarian about the procedure. You'll also learn that spaying and neutering can allow your pet to live a longer, healthier life by reducing the chances of certain cancers. There are other benefits too. Fixed animals are less likely to bite, fight, roam, or run away. Neutered cats are less likely to mark their territory. And because they do not go into heat cycles, they are less likely to cry continuously or to attract unwanted animals. So make sure to spay or neuter your pets right away and tell your friends and relatives about how we can all help make pet euthanasia a thing of the past. This message presented by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical, and fire alert and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Hi, Peter.
Hello, Lori.
What's going on in the news?
You know, in Dallas, there was a police chase recently that led the police into the Dallas Zoo. They're chasing two guys who were trying to serve a warrant, and they jumped the fence into the zoo. They got one and ultimately are looking for the other one.
The lion got the other one.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Right through the zoo.
Has a movie ever been done about featuring a zoo foot chase? That would be pretty neat, because you could a lot of plot twists.
I know. Let the animals get them before the cops do.
That's right. Another interesting zoo story in Kiev. The chief of the zoo there, Svetlana Berzina, has been accused of embezzling 32,000 euros. She apparently is commissioning projects that weren't carried out. And she also allegedly is selling exotic animals to private buyers.
Oh,
in,
my God.
In Russia.
Wow.
And what's happening is that the animals in the zoo are mysteriously disappearing. Some of them are just dying from abuse, but some of them are just going missing. So she's got a little business going on there.
Wow.
Getting rid of these exotic animals illegally.
Does it say what's going to happen to her?
Oh, she's in... I don't know how the system works, but they've got her figured out, it looks like.
Yeah, wow.
And, that's, you know, the Kiev Zoo is pretty notorious. It's supposed to have horrendous conditions. The welfare groups really criticize it, so maybe this will help that along.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's amazing these old-style zoos can still exist, but
I know.
Here we are.
Right.
Well, remember the gray wolf? That's been a big story, and... that was endangered for a long time. In fact, the population in the United States went back to nearly nothing or possibly nothing in the mid-70s
right.
when it was repopulated from Canada with 66 gray wolves brought down. And they have successfully repopulated. And so now the U.S. has removed the gray wolf from the endangered list.
Wow.
So that's still controversial because some environmental groups wanted to stay on the endangered list sort of indefinitely.
Right, because now that it's not on the endangered list, there's going to be a lot of hunting going on,
It does give the ranchers and other folks more leeway. And now each individual state is now in charge of managing that rather than the U.S.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens to that. But for better or worse, it is a proof that you can repopulate this species. And so that's something, I guess. See
maybe
what happens.
Maybe it's also proof that we shouldn't be killing these animals.
Yeah, some of the alleged problems that they caused, in my mind, seem overblown, like they're a danger to people if there's too many of them. I don't think they're going to go.
No, they're fearful of people. It justifies so people can go hunting.
Yes. A bunch of animals were saved in a Texas cockfighting ring. That still is a popular pastime, it seems. This is in southeast Texas. Oh, look who's here. A cat has joined us in the studio. This cat owns this place. Anyway.
That's right.
50 birds, fighting birds, 48 fighting birds were rescued along with two dogs and a horse from a cockfighting ring. And the neat twist about this was that the ring was disguised because in the front of it they've had a children's party complete with a water slide. For the youngsters to play while the cockfighting was happening in the back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, right.
Very deceiving.
Yeah. Well, they found him, though.
Yeah.
So.
Is cockfighting prevalent in Texas?
Oh, I don't know if it's particularly prevalent, but yeah.
It's all over.
It's all over.
It's all over.
Yeah.
Even here in our valley, in the Coachella Valley, it's going on.
You know, there's a new publication that we will be interested in that has to do with animal ethics. And this, let's see, what do they call this? Well, it's a new Journal of Animal Ethics. That's the name of it. And it is co-edited by the famous Andrew Lindsay and also Priscilla Cohn from Penn State. And this is going to be a twice-a-year academic publication, all topics related to animal ethics. And they, among other things, wrote an editorial, and they want to get rid of the use of the word pets. They want pets to be companion animals.
Good.
And they do not want pet owners to be called pet owners. They think they should be known as human carers.
Human carers.
Here. Right.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Ellie Katz with In Defense of Animals has also a campaign going on to try to get rid of the word owner and use the word guardian.
Guardian, which we like. It's easier to say guardian than carer.
Right.
To me, that's a tough one. But either way, we look forward to seeing what happens in the Journal of Animal Ethics, and maybe we can get them on. Oh, by the way, they also don't like some of these common phrases that are derogatory toward animals, like sly as a fox, or eat like a pig, or drunk as a skunk.
Wow.
Right. So we'll see what happens if this they can change the language and change people's thinking.
You know, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
And I also like the fact they're trying to get rid of the word pet, because I guess, what do you think about that?
To me, pet is, I don't have a problem with pet. I like it, because I am a responsible person and take care of my animals. And to me, it's not negative, but maybe we'll see.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Interesting idea for a fundraiser, which was done in Rhode Island to help one of the local shelters. A very nice photographer, Catherine Hellman, is offering her studio fees at an extremely discount rate, and all those funds are going to go to the shelter. So if you bring your dog in, you can get a pet portrait session at reduced rates with the funds going to the shelter. So that's a nice way to raise
very
some money
nice.
For your local shelter. If you can get together with a good photographer who likes animals, that's in Rhode Island. Problem down in Louisiana, after Katrina, the number of strays went way down. A lot of the animals were killed. A lot of them were shipped out. But following Katrina, there's still a lot of stray animals breeding under houses everywhere. And the number of animals that are being brought into the shelters keeps on going up and up.
Oh, that's so
and
bad.
They are euthanizing many of these animals due to overpopulation. So as wonderful as those heroic stories were of getting the animals out of Louisiana following, now we hear are just killing them in the shelters. It's a major tragedy.
It sure is.
So it also shows you that you need the community working with the shelters to help control the situation.
Yeah.
You need people to adopt these animals. So
yeah.
That's what's happening in Louisiana.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you could join us on Animals Today. Thank you, Peter. Great update on the news. This is Animals Today, where each week we do bring you discussions and interviews about the important issues concerning animals, both in our backyards and around the world. Visit us on animalstodayradio.com. Sign up for our newsletter and get weekly updates on what we're going to be speaking about on the upcoming show. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner, encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson. The American military commander in Afghanistan says the killing of Osama bin Laden may weaken al-Qaeda's influence on the Afghan Taliban. But General David Petraeus warns that Afghanistan is still a potential refuge for international terror groups, and al-Qaeda is just one of those. Alaska state troopers say residents have been evacuated from about 50 homes in a small town after 550 pounds of explosives were discovered in an abandoned station wagon. Spokeswoman Beth Ipson says authorities were alerted Friday to the ammonium nitrate and nitroglycerin explosives by a property owner who apparently wanted to get rid of the material. Flooding worries along the Mississippi extend from Memphis, Tennessee, all the way to the river's delta. Heavy rains and snowmelt are being blamed for swelling the river to near record levels. Authorities have been going door to door in low-lying neighborhoods in Memphis, evacuating hundreds of residents. This is IRN USA Radio News.
If you are over the age of 30 and are serious about losing 1 to 2 pounds a day, please stay tuned to this important announcement. A local market trial is starting now for an incredible weight loss breakthrough called HCG Extreme, and you may be eligible to receive a free 30-day supply. We are looking for 200 people to receive this risk-free trial. HCG Extreme is not a fad, gimmick, or diet craze. There's no doctor's prescription needed. It simply helps reduce cravings, therefore you eat less. HCG is considered one of the fastest and most effective ways to lose weight and keep it off. And best of all, with the HCG Extreme convenient drops, you don't wait weeks to see results. It happens daily. HCG Extreme is now being released to the public in key markets. The first 200 callers are guaranteed participation in the trial.
To find out how to get your bottle of HCG Extreme risk-free, call now. 1-800-605-1672. That's 800-605-1672. Free bottles for a limited time. So call 800-605-1672. That's 800-605-1672.
The United States condemns the increasing violence in Syria. National correspondent Connie Lawn has more.
White House spokesman Jay Carney says the U.S. believes that Syria's deplorable actions towards its people warrant a strong international response. He says absent significant change in the Syrian government's current approach, including an end to the government's killing of protesters and to the arrest and harassment campaigns of protesters and activists, coupled with a genuine political reform process responsive to the demands of the Syrian people, the U.S. and its partners will take additional steps to make clear our strong opposition to the Syrian government's treatment of its people. Connie Lawn, IRN USA Radio News, the White House.
Two congressmen from New York City say the bounty money the U.S. had offered for Osama bin Laden should go to first responders, survivors, and families of the victims of September 11th attacks. It's unclear whether anyone is eligible for the bounty of up to $50 million. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.